for Jets 360, Ethan Greenberg, with former Jets kicker Jay Feely. And now let's touch on the Jets starting kicker Chandler Catanzaro. No bad blood here. Fun fact, Chandler Catanzaro replaced Jay in Arizona, but there is no bad blood.
No, there's a lot of bad blood. No,
there,
I'm kidding.
There's a lot of bad blood, excuse me. Anyway, you know, let's touch on him. Why do you think he won this job?
Well, he's a very talented kicker. He's got a great leg, and, you know, he had a really good start to his career in Arizona and then had one bad year, and he's a guy that I think in the right circumstance can get back to that form where he's one of the best kickers in the NFL. And he does a really good job handling his emotions, handling the ebbs and flows of being a kicker, and, you know, I think having a veteran kicker is such a big presence for a team like the young Jets.
So last season in Arizona, Chandler had a couple different long snappers, a couple different holders just as a kicker. What kind of effect does that have on your game?
It had a huge impact on them, no question. And they started off with some bad snaps. And that has a big impact on your confidence in the whole operation. Because it's so, you know, you're 1.2 seconds from snap to kick. And so everything has to be timed up perfectly. And if you don't trust that, you know, then you're a little bit slow. And you're waiting to see if that ball is down. And so everything, the rhythm is off a little bit. You know, and I think that having a good snapper and holder, having an operation that you trust will get him back to the form that I saw.
Chandler's someone with a monster leg, and from a touchback perspective, now with the NFL, with the touchback coming out to the 25, how big of an impact is that you can boot the ball out of the end zone?
Yeah, I mean, you saw that all over the NFL, guys kicking the ball deep for touchbacks. And then there was the New England Patriots, you know, who decided, hey, we're not going to do it all the time. Sometimes we're going to purposely kick it short, make the returner return it from the goal line and try to get turnovers, which they did a number of games. So I think he has the ability to, if he wants to, pound it in the end zone, and if not, to position and directional kick, which he does really well.
And then lastly, what are some of the things that Chandler needs to do this year to reach his rookie and sophomore years where he was very successful?
I think the only thing he needs to do is just trust himself and have confidence. I think there was a little bit of lack of confidence last year because of the operational issues that they had. You know, if he trusts himself and gets back to his form, he'll be one of the best kickers in the NFL.